Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Michigan school shooting leaves 3 students dead and 6 others wounded. Court weighs Trump appeal to withhold January 6 records. And Barbados bids farewell to the British monarchy to become a republic. It's Wednesday, December 1. I'm Anthony Davis. A 15-year-old student opened fire at his Michigan high school on Tuesday, killing 3 other students and wounding 6 others. The suspect's motives for the attack at Oxford High School in Oxford Township near Detroit were as yet unknown, the Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe said at a news conference. One of the people wounded was a schoolteacher, authorities said. The sheriff's office said the first call to emergency services was placed at 12:51 p.m., adding that the dispatch received over 100 911 calls during the incident. Oxford Township is a small community of about 22,000 people, located roughly 30 miles north of Detroit. Officers responded and arrested the suspect and recovered a handgun, the sheriff's office said. Meanwhile, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a ruling by 2 of its judges and upheld California's ban on high-capacity magazines on Tuesday in a split decision that may be headed for the U.S. Supreme Court. The 11-member panel of the San Francisco-based court acted after 2 of 3 judges on a smaller 9th Circuit panel last year ruled the state's ban on magazines holding more than 10 bullets violates the U.S. Constitution's protection of the right to bear firearms. Gun owners' rights groups plan to appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. They have been trying to get firearms cases before a high court that leans more to the right because of appointments by former President Donald Trump. Ninth Circuit Judge Patrick Bumate, who was appointed by Trump, wrote a dissent and said large-capacity magazines are commonly used by Americans for self-defense. A panel of judges on Tuesday questioned whether they had the authority to grant former President Donald Trump's demands and stop the White House from allowing the release of documents related to the January 6th insurrection led by the former president's supporters. But the judges also noted that there may be times when a former president would be justified in trying to stop the incumbent from disclosing records. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit heard arguments from lawyers for Trump and the House committee seeking the records as part of its investigation into the Capitol riot. Trump's attorneys want the court to reverse a federal judge's ruling allowing the National Archives and Records Administration to turn over the records after President Joe Biden waived executive privilege. The National Archives said that the records Trump wants to block include presidential diaries, visitor logs, speech drafts, handwritten notes concerning the events of January 6 from the files of former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and a draft executive order on the topic of election integrity. The judges sharply questioned both sides and challenged them with hypothetical scenarios. To Trump's lawyers, Judge Patricia Millett suggested a situation where a current president negotiating with a foreign leader needed to know what promises a former president had made to that leader. The incumbent might seek to release a transcript of a phone call or other records from the previous administration for national security reasons, the judge said. To a lawyer for the House committee, Millett raised a scenario where a newly elected president might seek retribution against a disliked predecessor. The committee lawyer argued the determination of a current president should outweigh predecessors in almost all circumstances and noted that both Biden and Congress were in agreement that the January 6 records should be turned over. Barbados stopped pledging allegiance to Queen Elizabeth II on Tuesday as it shed another vestige of its colonial past and became a republic for the first time in history. Several leaders, dignitaries, and artists, including Prince Charles and Rihanna, attended the ceremony that began late on Monday in a popular square where the statue of Britain's Lord Admiral Nelson was removed last year amid a worldwide push to erase symbols of oppression. The drive to become a republic began more than two decades ago and culminated with the island's parliament electing its first ever president last month in a two-thirds majority vote. Barbados Governor-General Sandra Mason was sworn in before dawn on Tuesday as the island marked its 55th anniversary of independence from Britain. 72-year-old Mason is an attorney and judge who has also served as ambassador to Venezuela, Colombia, Chile, and Brazil. She will help Prime Minister Mia Mottley lead the wealthy Caribbean island of more than 300,000 people that is dependent on tourism, manufacturing, and finance. Barbados didn't need permission from the UK to become a republic, although the island will remain a member of the Commonwealth realm. It's an event that the Caribbean hasn't experienced since the 1970s, when Guyana, Dominica, and Trinidad and Tobago all became republics. Her Majesty the Queen wrote, "On this significant occasion, and your assumption of office as the first President of Barbados, I extend my congratulations to you and all Barbadians, and I look forward to the continuation of the friendship between our two countries and peoples." You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.